Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell. It's Veterans Week, and Senator Bozeman, thank you so much for joining us for day number two on our program and our special guest that you got with us today.
Well, thank you, Bob, so much for having us. And we do have two very special guests, Anita Deason, who works on my staff, retired colonel, works really hard helping veterans with the various problems that they've got. And then also, we're really pleased to have in Arkansas, Colonel Lloyd. She's head of the Veterans History Project of the Library of Congress. So she's out of Washington. She's touring the state, and we can be very proud of the fact that Arkansas has done a great job with the Veterans History Project, getting these memories, getting these very important parts of histories recorded.
Well, you know, that's something when we look at that, Karen, is I was so amazed by some of the interviews you've done, some World War II veterans, and probably 15 years ago, it was brought to my attention. We do on Veterans Day, we interview, and that group was a big group. And now we only have like four or five that come, and some were at five major battles. And one of them was featured on your project, and they thought that was the neatest thing. But it's the family that is so proud. Sometimes you find that, and if they've got information, they'd be part of the history. You don't have to be interviewed. This is something that, it could be something from World War One.
Well, that's exactly right. Our collections start in World War One, and they go through the current conflicts. And we are looking for photographs and letters and memoirs and diaries. And oh my gosh, those letters, aren't those amazing? And the problem is the letters kind of run out after Vietnam because we've all gone to this electronic media. So if there are some Desert Storm Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, I'd ask them to look around and have their loved ones look around for those emails that they sent back and forth. Boy, wouldn't those be fun to look at and get a hold of? But we are truly looking for those stories. We don't want to lose any stories. It's so important that volunteers look around their community and find those veterans that are hidden in plain sight and find out what their stories are and listen, really listen to them. You'd be amazed what you'd find out that our veterans and your neighbors have been doing in service to our country. And we would love for you then to donate those collections to the Library of Congress. What we do, what we specialize in with the collections that you donate to us is we have a world-class conservation preservation lab. We'll take care of them. We'll assess them when they come in and make sure they get stabilized. But the best part is that we make sure that they're stabilized so that future generations can know what those veterans saw, felt, and heard and did as a part of their selfless service.
You know, that's what it's all about. And it's showing honor. And that's why the family members, many will love to be part of this. And I think that's important. But what is one of the stories that stick in mind? I know you've heard thousands of stories, but is there one that comes to your mind that nobody really knew about?
Well, the one that comes to my mind is Aaron Mankin, and I happened to have an opportunity to meet with him 2 years ago. He was a part of the House Administration Committee's Wounded Warrior Fellowship Program, and he's a Marine. He went over and served as a combat correspondent and had the unfortunate, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was in an armored personnel carrier when it got hit by an IED and was severely burned and severely injured, and he is one of the happiest people I've ever met. He has such a joie de vivre. It is just absolutely amazing. He understands that he served his country. He's the most patriotic person I think I've ever met. And I hope that we reach out and meet other folks from Arkansas veterans that have done service and walk away saying, I made a difference just the way that Aaron did.
So they can just contact Senator Bozeman's office, ask for the history buff.
The history buff is Anita Deason, and she is amazing. She has done such marvelous efforts here in the state of Arkansas over the last 3 or 4 years and has made such a difference. We're up to just over 15,000 collections, but when you think that there's around 239,000 veterans here in Arkansas, I would suggest you, it's a target-rich environment, and everybody should be looking in their communities for those veterans that are hidden in plain sight and listen to their stories and then record them, gather up those photographs, gather up those letters, gather up those diaries, and then donate them to the Library of Congress.
That's fantastic. That's a great project.
And Colonel Lloyd, you might mention some of the groups that are underrepresented for one reason or another.
We have looked at our collections and tried to discover what the gaps are, and we have gaps in women, in blacks, in Hispanics, in Native Americans, and also the Gold Star families. 2 years ago, Congress passed a law that allows us now to look out to those Gold Star families, and it's taken us 2 years, and now they finally trust us that we're going to take really good care of the stories of their loved ones who gave the ultimate sacrifice, who paid the ultimate sacrifice. This past year, we collected over 26 stories from Gold Star families, which is huge from our perspective. We're also looking at Native Americans. This past year, we've collected 76 new Native American histories because, again, we've reached out to those communities and they started to trust us. And so if anybody could help us fill in those gaps, because I would suggest you, as a woman veteran, my service was different from any guy that went through. So we're developing different lines of questions, but we have a field kit kit. So if you'll go up our website at loc.gov/vets, we have a field kit that shows how to do it. We have a video that shows how to do it. And we have a series of questions so that you don't have to do it by yourself. And we encourage you to reach out to us because we will help you through the process in addition to the work that Anita's doing locally. So there's lots of choices.
And you've also done the World War II veterans, some video of those, that project I know we've talked about. And it's on our website. We've got all those. And you're also now in the Korean War, I believe, correct?
We're not just looking at the Korean War, but we're looking at the Vietnam War and really all the wars to the current conflicts. We have a huge part of our collections that we have been digitized. And so if you go up to the website, you can search either by state of Arkansas, by conflict, by individual's name, by male, female. So just a variety of different ways where you can search our database, see who's in there, see the type of collections we have. The other thing we do, and we do 4 a year, we call it Experiencing the War. And what that does is we base it on a particular theme. The most recent theme that we've been looking at are Cold War. We call it Dispatches from the Cold War. And it's those veterans that may not have been in an armed conflict, but were serving our country. Perhaps they were in Berlin. Perhaps they were on the German border. Perhaps they were in Korea or in Japan. It wasn't during an armed conflict, but they served our nation. And one of my favorites, quite frankly, is called The Art of War. And it represents the artwork that has been given to the library, two-dimensional artwork that has been given to the library. It's the way that a lot of veterans used art to de-stress in a combat environment.
Fantastic. Well, join us for day number 3 coming up, the Senator, as we call it the Veterans Week all week long.
Well, thank you as always for having us.